Tristan Winder, glad to be with you here for a Tuesday, May 3rd edition on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. I'm pleased to welcome in David Law joining us on behalf of the University of Nebraska Extension Office here in North Platte. David, good to see you in the studio again.
Good to see you.
Enjoying the snow yesterday?
Well, the slush, yes. It was nice that it sat down and hopefully soaked into our soil. Much needed moisture.
Yeah, much needed, that's for sure, especially for our producers, for our gardeners. And I was talking to Grandma on the phone yesterday, and I was telling her that I really wanted to get out and do some planting in the garden, but Mother Nature reminded us yesterday that it's a little too early to be doing that.
Yes, it's still early. Our frost date, usually we think about Mother's Day being our 95% frost-free date here out in this region, and Mother Nature throws us curveballs every so often. So a lot of our transplants that you buy at the garden centers or the retail stores are very, very tender, so they are not ready to plant. The soil is too cold anyway, so go ahead and purchase those wonderful plants. Just go out and put them through the hardening process where we put those plants out in a shaded area to get acclimated to the outdoors every day, and then bring them in at night if there's a chance for a freeze, and then each day go a little further out into the environment, out into the sun, out into the wind, and by that time that process goes through, you've reduced the potential for a lot of transplant shock and the soil has warmed up.
It's baby steps really in this process.
It is the baby step process, and I realize that many of these plants that everyone loves are here and available, and you have the best selection right now, so it's fine to purchase those. It's also really important to harden those so you get the best of both worlds, the plants that you desire, and also getting them ready so they can be the most productive as possible. Otherwise, for plants such as tomatoes and peppers and eggplant that require a warm soil, the plants can stunt and then they're not nearly as productive the entire year.
An opportunity to buy some plants, too, coming up with the extension, David.
Yes. One of the projects that I work with this year is with the transition students from North Platte High School from their transition house, and also the transition students from ESU 16. And they have been working every week in the greenhouse with me, learning how to grow plants and understand the natural environment and learning some life skills that we can all use. And at the end of the season here on May 4th, tomorrow from 10:30 to 1, you can go out to the Research Center Gardens and purchase some of the bedding plants that they have raised. I will put up signs out by the Extension Office entrance at 402 West State Farm Road. You'll see the little white real estate signs, and they'll have a big orange sign on top of them saying plant sale with an arrow. So follow the signs with the orange arrows and come out to support the students as they learn how to work with customer service and make change and other great skills for them.
Life skills in a number of ways. I think my favorite of which would have to be either the counting back of change, which is unfortunately a life skill that isn't used nearly enough in today's world, and also gardening itself, life skill in a number of ways. And I think the thing that stopped me most of all is patience.
Yes. Patience is a virtue, and that reminds
us. Just ask any gardener.
That's right, and especially we do have the opportunity for very strange fluctuations in weather, and our sloppy rain / snow was more proof of that yesterday. So as much as we want to be out there and enjoy, and we can, we just have to be mindful of the weather and knowing we got to watch what's going on.
Mother's Day weekend is this weekend, I believe, David, so we can get out and do some planting in the near future then too, right?
Yes, I hope that things dry out a little bit so you can work the soil. It's important not to rototill when the garden spot is wet,
sure,
or work in the flower beds, so let those dry out first before you do any work. But it's really important to do the correct mulching in the flower beds and in the vegetable gardens. And when you buy plant material, make sure you allow enough space for everything to grow to its full potential and not grow into each other. It's very important on the vegetable side to reduce the amount of blight in those plants, especially the tomatoes that are notorious for blight. If we scrunch them up too close, or if we water overhead. So if we can just have some nice general western Nebraska weather with nice sun and plenty of good Nebraska wind, that helps combat that. But it's always important to make sure you space those plants out correctly.
David, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
It's time to get started with the gardening season, and it's time to enjoy getting outside and shopping for those plants, some of that great retail therapy. Just know that it's time to harden them and have them ready here in a couple weeks, and then by that time, we will be ready to plant. The soil will be warmed up, and we should be good to go.
Plant sale coming up tomorrow out of the Extension. Can you remind folks what time that is, David?
It is 10:30 to 1 o'clock. So go down to State Farm Road across from Osgood Grade School, and you'll see the signs that point you to the back of the research farm. So you'll see the signs, and it'll say plant sale on bright orange paper with black arrows pointing you to the direction, and we'll be happy to see you there.
David, thanks for the time. Enjoy the weather, and look forward to seeing you down the road, sir.
Thank you.